Please go to the next picture. That is the sight, looking down the sight of a 50 caliber machine gun. For those of you who don't know, the round is about 6 inches long and the projectile is about 1.5 inches long. When the projectile exits from the barrel of the 50 caliber machine gun, it spreads open like that. So it'll go into your body, leaving a hole about 4 inches and exit, leaving you with nothing. Please go to the next picture. This is what happens when you get hit with a 50 caliber. For those of you who don't know, that is brains. That was not my kill, that was one of my friends. But that did happen on my deployment to Iraq. This will bring me to my next point. When mistakes were made, we carried drop weapons. Please go to the next picture. These weapons right here were taken from the Iraqi police back during our first deployment. And this is just an example that we would take their weapons and carry them around with us in case we did mess up and shot the wrong person. What we also did was any time we went into a household, we would take the firing pins out of the weapon. Every household is allowed to have one AK-47 for their own protection. And by taking out the firing pins, the weapons would not fire. Therefore, they had no protection against themselves or us. Please go to the next picture. That is a man's face. On April 2nd, 2005, at Abu Ghraib, we had a very highly coordinated attack on us. And the next day, we went ahead and had to search the premises for any remains. And obviously, that face, or that part of the face, was found and put on top of a Kevlar so a picture could be taken of it. Next picture, please. This picture is kind of hard to see, but we had a mortar attack at Camp India, which was right in between Camp Fallujah and Abu Ghraib. And this was a 12-year-old worker who was building our camp for us, and he took a piece of shrapnel to the head. Next picture, please. On April 18th, 2006, I had my first confirmed kill. This man was innocent. I don't know his name. I called him the Fat Man. He was walking back to his house, and I shot him in front of his friend and his father. The first round didn't kill him after I had hit him up here in his neck area. And afterwards, he started screaming and looked right into my eyes. So I looked at my friend who I was on post with, and I said, well, I can't let that happen. So I took another shot and took him out. He was then carried away by the rest of his family. It took 7 people to carry his body away. We were all congratulated after we had our first kills, and that happened to have been mine. My company commander personally congratulated me, as he did everyone else in our company. This is the same individual who had stated that whoever gets their first kill by stabbing them to death will get a 4-day pass when we return from Iraq. Please go to the next picture. This man right here was my 3rd confirmed kill. As you can see, he was riding his bicycle. His body was dragged about 10 feet to the right of him, where his body was thrown behind a rock wall and his bicycle was thrown on top of him. This later on in the day, we went ahead and we had CBS Laura Logan with us, but she was with the other squad. And so she wasn't with us. So myself and 2 other people went ahead and took out some individuals because we were excited about the firefight we had just gotten into, and we didn't have a cameraman or woman with us. With that being said, anytime we did have embedded reporters with us, our actions would change drastically. We never acted the same. We were always on key with everything, did everything by the books. Please go to the next image. A lot of the raids and patrols we did were at the night, around 3 o'clock in the morning, around there. And what we would do is just kick in the doors and terrorize the families. That was an image taken around 3 o'clock in the morning through night vision goggles. And that is the segregation of the women and children and the men. If the men of the household were giving us problems, we'd go ahead and take care of them any way we felt necessary, whether it be choking them or slamming their head against the walls. On my wrist, there is Arabic for F you. I got that put on my wrist just 2 weeks before we went to Iraq because that was my choking hand. And anytime I felt the need to take out aggression, I would go ahead and use it. With that being said, that is my testimony. I just want to say that I am sorry for the hate and destruction that I have inflicted on innocent people. And I'm sorry for the hate and destruction that others have inflicted on innocent people. At one point, it was okay. But reality has shown that is not, and that this is happening, and that until people hear about what is going on with this war, it will continue to happen, and people will continue to die. I am sorry for the things that I did. I am no longer the monster that I once was. Thank you.